Hi, gorgeous. Welcome to Fitness and Mimosas. Here's your Monday mimosa for today to help you feel like lingerie, because inside of your body is the softest, most sensual space in the world. And when you step into the lingerie design of your body and who you are as a woman, that's the moment that you feel completely at home in the world. So today's little tip is something that please listen to more than you try it, per se. Well, I don't want to say that, but it involves, it's a practice that I used to do in the shower. So when you do this, please do not do this in the shower. I don't want anyone suing me, real talk. Just being completely transparent with you, this is a practice that I used to do in the shower, and now I've incorporated to doing the tongue movement, which I'll explain in a second, with my daily tantra practice, and then doing my little arm dancing with my morning and evening practice in front of the mirror. So I do that when I'm brushing my teeth and using the bathroom in the morning, then at night when I'm brushing my teeth as well, after I'm done, I'll do the same practice. And what I do, and what it used to be when I used to do in the shower, just let the water kind of hit my body, and then I would just dance around. And a lot of times it turned to this movement where I was moving my arms kind of like in a circle, so my left arm and hand would go, what's that? Counterclockwise, and then my right arm would be going clockwise into me. But again, please don't think about it too much. Now that I'm just doing this in front of a mirror, it's just literally just kind of waving your hands, waving your arms, waving your hips, and just letting your body itself take the movement. And there's a few things that happen there. So one, your body is more than what you see, okay? Your body extends all around you. And so the more that you take yourself into your body, the more alive you become as a woman. There's different planes that of movement that your body kind of goes in, right? There's serpentine, there's transverse, there's frontal planes, not serpentine, sorry, there's transverse, there's frontal, there's sagittal. And these are just like different movements of different planes that your body moves in. It's not really important that you remember these names or anything, but I just introduced a new term by accident. It's a serpentine plane. And I think a lot of times, and when I'm saying that, I'm just talking about this, it's really like a belly dancing kind of motion, a belly dancing kind of movement. And your body is designed to move all these different super sexy, very sensual lingerie-like ways, right? But with anything, if you don't practice it, it gets a little robotic, gets a little stiff, or the body, it will never forget that it's able to do the movement, but it won't be able to bring its true beauty into it. Now, in terms of energetic protection, like more that a lot of people believe that the aura is around them, I believe the aura is actually inside of us, but I won't really open that up too much. But just to say that doing this movement, it's a great way to bring it into your body. And again, this doesn't even take 2 minutes. This is something that I used to do in the shower, and now that I just do it in the morning and the evening, and I call it expanding into your wings, or really you can think about it as if you have this beautiful lingerie design that's all around you, and what you can see of your body is only a fraction of it. So the more that you bring your lace and lingerie into your body, the more sensual, more goddess-like you will feel. Now, the other practice, the one that I've since added to my tantric body practices, but I still do it on the shower actually, is remembering, as Elena Pratt says, that your lips are tied to another set of lips. And so what you do is you wake up the sleeping goddess that's inside of your palace. And all you do with that is you're just taking your lips above, so your top lips, the ones where your tongue are, and you literally, oh, I wish you could kind of just see it, but it's, so you take your tongue and you look, stick it out, and like three sets of 15, you're moving in circles. So clockwise, counterclockwise, up and down. This is extra practice I got from Asti Marie. And then the last one is that you want to take your tongue, and it sounds like an E-ah sound, but like if you envision, you know how our tongues are actually a lot longer than what we see? So imagine your tongue kind of going backward. Like, don't choke on it, but it's literally like an E-ah kind of result to it. I know it sounds a little bit funny, but it's like if you look in the mirror, you should see your tongue decreasing. So it's not rolling up, but it's literally just decreasing. So these are just simple things that you can just put into your day to connect with your body in this most beautiful, gorgeous, goddess-like way. So here's to, you know, taking your time to really feel like lingerie and just to love every single inch of who you are as a woman in your body. So that's it, gorgeous. So in Runway Mimosa, I'm going to tell you a little story that happened to me this morning. I think it might make you laugh. So, while I'm going through this process of a sex angel literally waking up in my body, I've mentioned I've been like door dashing, so that way, you know, I don't feel like I'm letting anyone else down, but it's still a way for me to show up for myself, connect deeper with my body. So today, your very fashionable coach you listen to here is wearing a muumuu, and I love this muumuu. And I'm really sad because I only have one muumuu, and I should have bought more of them because they were only $7.99. So yes, here I am wearing muumuus that like 70-year-olds wear, and I think it's gorgeous, and it's hot pink, and it has like these sparkles on it, these gold sparkles on it. It's got like purple and dormant on the edges. It's just so pretty, right? But below like the muumuus, there's, maybe you're supposed to wear more underneath the muumuus, I don't know. I thought that was the point of a muumuu, right? So it has like these slits, right? Well, somehow my slit opened up on the right hand side, like all the way, and I didn't notice until I was walking into the restaurant to pick up an order. And I was like, oh my goodness, why am I feeling so much air? So I'm not even going to get into it, but like, I'm like, okay, this is odd. And on top of it, I have all these different sex angel changes. Like, there's different things that kind of happen around me. And so I'm like, try to navigate both of these. I'm like, okay, well, what can I do? So I saw one on the counter. So, you know, you're like, okay, like, let me ask her for help. Like, let me just see one of them. Let me just ask her for help. So I knew, like, I've seen them staple the bags before they give it to me. So I just, like, I was like, hey, you know, I'm having a problem with my dress. Is there any way I can borrow your stapler and take it to the restroom real quick? Because when I say this thing was split, girl, it was split, like, to my waist. I was like, oh, my gosh. So, and I'm thinking, I'm like hoping, I'm just like, I just really hope she's passing me the stapler, you know, like, not too many people there. Well, she goes and she gets her boss. So, I don't know, I thought she spoke English, maybe she didn't speak English, I don't know. So, her boss kind of has like, I don't want to say he just has like a thing for me, because I think that sounds like conceited, but he's like always like super flirty, which like isn't the person that you want to isn't really the person that you want to see in a situation. So it's just like, hey, is there any way I could just borrow your stapler real quick, and just take it to the bathroom? And he's like, so then he's trying to talk me into like him coming with me. He's like, sure, like, let me come help you out. Da-da-da-da. I'm sure he's just kidding, but he was like really insistent about it. Yeah, so I mean, I was like, no, I'm good. It's like, no. He's like, yeah, like, you should have seen his eyes. I think this whole thing made his whole day. whole day. Oh my gosh. Oh. Oh wow. Yeah, there's so much I could share, but I'm not gonna share. So we're just gonna end it here. So yeah, I stapled out the side of my moo-moo. Didn't even hold for a full hour. And I used to always have a pack of clothes in the back of my trunk. And I'd take them out just because I've been moving so much. So now Jasmine has another pack of clothes back in her car, back in the trunk. But here's to owning who you are. Whether or not your moo-moo is slit halfway up, and everyone in the world's looking at your jewels. So that was not tied at all to the practice. I was just supposed to enter the practice. I was not supposed to go off on one of my stories. But yeah, and just take this moment and try the practice. Even just try like taking, if you took a full 2 minutes each, every morning, every evening, the time from the mirror just to dance and not get like TikTok crazy jazzy with it, but literally just move your arms, move your hands. It's so sensual and it's so beautiful how when you treat your body like lingerie, literally the laundry in your body responds. And it responds in a way where it's softer, it's delicate, and even more lingerie opens up within you, within your body. And so here's a way that literally it makes your entire body feel like the laciest, silkiest, most sensual bodysuit in the entire world. So your body is lingerie. Take the moment to explore every single aspect of her as a woman today. And if you want to learn more about body programs, you need some simple, easy, like literally video step-by-step guide to how connected with your body and take it deeper, take it further, and make it even more long lingerie like as a design, please see the link below. I haven't decided if my schedule is going to be every Monday or every other Monday. I'm thinking it's easier to provide a mimosa every other Monday. But we'll just kind of see how it goes, see how it flows. I want to take the stops up by today just because I promised I would be bringing these body techniques. And after segueing out of the other stuff, like I wanted to show up for this. So I love you so much and have a gorgeous week. And if anyone, I guess anyone's never told you this, I haven't told you this, whoever you are listening to this, I am so proud of you. I am so grateful for you, and I'm so thankful of you, and I'm so proud for everything that you're doing, all the reps, all the love, like everything that you're pouring into. I just want you to know I see you. So have a beautiful night. Here's your mimosa. Let's make a light. Hey, gorgeous. So I actually was coming on to delete this earlier because I was like, maybe this day's a little rougher because I released the podcast. So, although Isis Jade says that when you delete things, she says it's like, well, I won't go into that. But I just had an interesting thing, which I guess could go on either my other podcast or this one. Another mini dashing story. So it's so interesting because I walked to pick up an order and the guy's like, you know, I don't mean this in a bad way, but what do you, it's something about like you're too much sauce, or it's too much sauce. And I was like, what? And so we had, it was a short conversation because I had to pick up the order and you're on a time thing. But essentially he was like, yeah, like, you know, you dress for Miami. It's just like, he like going to people's houses. It's too much sauce. And it's just so
interesting. And I told him at the end when I was leaving, I told him, like, if I was in Miami, this I'd be wearing a different dress. And he and I just laughed about it. But we place all this stuff on women and their bodies, and it's kind of what Taylor Rooks was saying in the Pivot podcast too, because I was so excited to see her on the podcast, and for a whole 30 minutes they only talked about one thing, was her dress. And Ryan Clark mentioned, he's like, you know what, like when they're going back and forth, and Taylor Rooks was like, well, what am I supposed to be wearing to like hide my body? And Ryan Clark had mentioned, he's like, it's funny that we're talking about this, because we actually got called by his daughter's school, because they said, you know, her skirts are too short, and so they literally, and it's like they all wear the same uniforms, and so they went and they literally sat at the school, took pictures of the other like girls, not their faces, but just like, and they showed them to the teacher, to the principal, whoever I call, and been like, these are where these girls are, like it's no different on where it is on our daughter, like what is this, you know? And I know that's messaging that my mom got from a ton of people when I was little, like people all the time. I won't say all the time because I'm not her, but I know that like people would come to her, and I mean they definitely came to me. I'm not quite sure how many people came to her, but they definitely came to me about like what I was wearing was too much for so and so, or I need to do this, or I need to do that. And even when I was really little, I just liked dresses, colorful things. And I did go through this period where I wore baggy clothes to hide my body. And it, to this day, that doesn't work. It when I say it doesn't work, it literally doesn't work. It makes me more, I become a magnet for people to like hurt me, which I know sounds strange, but the reason why is because then it's getting off the message that I'm not owning who I am, and then it's an open door for people to come at me, versus when I'm centered in who I am, as I'm in every single inch of my body, like way deep below. So, I probably shouldn't be parking here. Because the guy was definitely screaming outside of the door when I dropped the food off, which is a good thing, because you don't, I'm not, screaming outside the door is not a good thing, but you don't normally have to see people when you're dashing, so I love that aspect. I mean, I see him to pick up the food, but a lot of times you don't see him, you just drop the food off on their people's door. What was I talking about? Yeah, so, and something I know, it's kind of personal share, that like she, my mom kind of struggles with a little bit, is like, you know, like she would sew up the slits in my dresses to protect me, you know, and she's like, and you were raped anyway, like you were raped anyway. And I think like for her, she kind of feels like a bad mom, like I did all this stuff, why did this happen to my daughter anyway? And I've always noticed myself, like whenever I dress in clothes that show skin, it's actually easier for me in terms of fighting people off. And I know that sounds weird, but I'm going to repeat that. Whenever I wear clothes that show skin, it's actually easier for me than when I wear clothes that, like, I'm still stylish. Like, I like to call my Audrey Hepburn type of look. Like, I'm still stylish. I'm still covered. Today, for example, I'm completely covered. But the thing is, and I won't go into the details why, I've been, like, crying essentially most of the morning. So like, and just as I drive from place to place, and then like wiping the tears, and through something that I can't share on here. And whenever that happens, you return back to your original vibration of who you are. And this is like how I mean, it's really hard to hide yourself while you're in tears. So your energy becomes I mean, my tears like body tears, right? So it's like it's a, how to say it? It's like you return more to the natural state of your energy. And I think what we forget as women is that we as women are naturally sexy. And when I'm dressing more, my Audrey Hepburn looks, which you would think, okay, so like, honestly, like not an inch of skin is showing, because it may not be like that, but literally like there's no cleavage. It's like, it's long. It's our vibration. So whenever I dress in those clothes, people literally, like, they want to rip it off my body. And because of my tears, I know that I'm vibrating differently, but you can't see a vibration, right? So over the years, what's happened is that we, in order to protect our daughters and protect our sisters and to protect our nieces and our cousins and whatever, like, we've, okay, so if you dress this way, this is going to mutate your vibration enough where you're not attacked. I know it seems like, no, Jasmine, like, you're going way into this, and I know it's so hard to believe in this, and so I'm not here to convince anybody. I'm just here to kind of speak what I've learned along the way, because I spent so many years thinking I was ugly. 30 plus years thinking I was the ugliest woman you will have ever met because of how people reacted to me. And when you're a little kid, you don't know that that's something, you don't know about vibrations. Right? You don't know that, like, if you're extra feminine, which doesn't have to do with your clothes, but it does with your body. That's the thing. Like, if you're extra feminine in your body, just naturally, it's gonna, like, people are, unfortunately, there's a lot of people that have gained power from women not knowing who they are in our bodies. And specifically, it's really amongst women taking other women down. And that's really sad, because we're such gorgeous creatures. Like, I remember I was doing this dancing thing with this choreographer, Kayla Brender, and she's like, remember, sexy is you. It's not something, like, it's literally you. So the thing is, the more that you do healing work, the more that you go to the original lingerie of your body, the more naturally sexy you are as a woman. And I wish that we could live in a world where it's ownership completely of who you are instead of other people owning us. Because for me, I'm just not comfortable with that messaging of like, okay, so do this and it'll be better for you. Hide this part, it'll be better for you. And it was so interesting, because when I went back to Texas a second time, I realized, like, in the back of my head, there was like, okay, Jasmine, you're hiding. And I, okay, well, let me finish my thoughts, because you know I'm notorious for not. And so I was wearing blonde hair, and I went back to black hair. And when I went back to black hair, now that I think about it, I just realized that that's when the slut shaming got worse, when I switched my hair from blonde to black, because it brings out more of my vibration. And that's just a haircut. And I didn't know that the term for what I was going through was slut shaming. I had no idea. And then recently, I kind of ran out of, well, not kind of, but so I used to always wear these yellow roses in my hair, and I've stopped wearing the yellow roses in my hair. And so I knew that I was like, okay, I'm hiding behind this yellow rose. That's not why I stopped wearing it. And the long story short, I don't really have any more yellow roses to wear in my hair. I got these at Pacific Place. But I was like, I know I'm using the hide behind anyway. So I had this kind of like pretty woman moment with this guy in this elevator. It's a long story anyway. yeah, that's a whole nother podcast. It just made you curious, but that's a whole nother podcast. So, okay, let me tell it. It wasn't a sexual thing at all. It was just, we were talking about, yeah, I won't, anyway. So, now, the last thing that I have I'm hiding behind is my mask, which drips down with jewels. It's kind of like a belly dancing mask, and sometimes people will sexualize that and be like, oh my gosh, she's wearing this belly dancing mask, oh, so mysterious, duh, I want to, you know, fuck her. But it's other people who are into the arts are like, wow, this is gorgeous, it's so glam, like, it's different. And I love that, because it's always people who have a really great fashion sense who are like, oh, this is different. And I don't know that I don't want to be wearing a mask, but I will say wearing the belly dancing mask has made the intention better, because when I was wearing the normal mask, same thing. It was the same thing with the energy being super intense from people. And so I don't want it to change who I am, though. Like, but I'm a person, you know, and but I don't want it to change and for me to be extra abrasive. And sometimes I catch myself doing that. And I don't want to keep on transmitting this from other people. It's just that I'm a real person as the next person. And so for me to have my body hurting, but then to have the courage to be like, I still want to dress for my body today. Like, what was I supposed to wear? Sweats? Because that doesn't work either. Right? Can't wear the shorts because that's too short. So there's like so many different things which don't line up. And I think what really should be lining up is for, as Tara Rooks said, she's like, you know, I wasn't put on earth to make you look up. Like, my existence here was not, I wasn't put on earth to make men happy, right? And I'll stop because I know that I had this beautiful thing going on about how, like, free lingerie, like, practices, but this practice of bringing your energy into your body, like, I don't want to have to give you to yourself with a warning. I don't want to have to do that. I don't want to have to give it to yourself with a warning of, like, hey, this is going to make you sexier. But it is, because you're bringing more of you into your body. When you're doing that dance there, you're going to bring more of you into your body, you know? And so it's just like having that, living that, being that all in all, and just really knowing that, like, it's okay to bring you into your body. And last little story is walking into the mall, and this lady with her, she had three little daughters, and they weren't super, super young. Like, I think they were, like, in their teens. And, like, both the mother and the daughters all stopped to be, like, just tell me, like, hey, you know, you're really pretty. You're really beautiful. And that was such a compliment, because they had a unique look. They were gothic, too. And, like, I think it's so sexy when we style ourselves as women and we wear ourselves as style. So what could be too much sauce for one person, it was all the sauce that was meant for you. And I know that we live in a world where we're still entangling ourselves from different things. But just know that you're you. Know that you're amazing. Know that you're beautiful. All right, I'm gonna wrap this up, because now I have this guy that's walking around my car, and I will talk to you later. And I don't know to come back and to take this part out or to leave this part there, but I've done that. I've tried. I literally spent my life up to a few months ago changing myself in so many different ways, hoping that it would stop people saying things and stop people hurting me, and doing this all feeling things coming into my body. So it's really like violating and to be like anyone that they wanted to could penetrate me
while having a boss who decided that because I was one of her associates, that my body belonged to her, and she knew she was wrong. While also having a coach that had been like, go ahead, do everything, go transform, which is really scary and vulnerable, and right? And then I do it, and to have her put her hands up in the air, because that's what I did, because what my transformation was, is okay, just pause. I thought it was a bug, and I'm like, no, bugs in Texas got me trained, but now I don't know. Because it was just, I don't know why, but to like transform, and like, this is something I looked up to, but it also taught me not to look up to people. But it's just like, it was just so interesting. The guy was like, yeah, this is too much sauce. But it's like, what else am I supposed to wear? And why am I asking myself that question? Because another thing that I've noticed is that as everything is heightened, then I can really, the ounce that I don't have confidence in myself, which it's hard to get confidence when you're beaten, but maybe that's one way to really develop in the end. The ounce that I don't have, it opens the door for people to come at me in a whole different way. Okay, so this is gonna last little mini story, and I really shouldn't have, because this is dying, but anyway. So before I left Texas, everyone had been talking about this lady that gives $29 bikini waxes, right? $29 Brazilian. So that's like the full thing. So okay, I think he knew I was like this because he waved at me. I go to see this, and I have for years, I'm like, I don't trust this $29 Brazilian. I don't trust, like, something's gonna go wrong if I get one. Don't do this to yourself. Don't get this Brazilian. I was like, but I also have this thing where there's one part of my body, and this is a little goddess body tip, is I always have one part of my body where, like, I know whether or not I'm kind of keeping myself in line. So for me, it's my bikini line. And then my second are my toes. So I always like to have my toes painted. And that's how I know, like, no matter what are you doing for others, like, those are parts of your body, well, especially the first one, that you may not think about all the time, right? So I was like, I'm about to completely leave this state. Let me go and see this lady. And, you know, my roommate vouched for her because she's had great experiences, but she hasn't been back since what happened to me. So she's like, nah, I'm just going to stay in Austin. She's like, after what happened to you, I haven't been back to the lady. So I know here I am already ruining this story. So I'm there, and I should have just, like, known, like, back out of it, like, don't do it, you know, but I was kind of rushing because turns out that one of my lingerie sisters in the lingerie store in Maryland was actually just happened, oh my gosh, such a blessing, to be, like, the same weekend I was leaving Texas, she happened to be there visiting with her fiance, visiting her family in the area. So she's from San Antonio. So I was, like, rushing to meet her and his fiance, but I already had the appointment set up, you know? So it's, like, just different things. So I already say that to explain why I was rushing, because the sign was the fact that the lady was so upset that someone had called her asking whether or not she was wearing a mask, which I can understand why that lady asked it. We're just freshly out of the first round of, I don't even want to say the word because I know certain words are being censored, but we all know what's going on. So I can understand why. I understand everyone has their different things, but she was right, you know, so she probably was calling around before she gets services to ask that what she feels comfortable. It's everyone doing what they're comfortable. The lady got really upset about this, right? And so she's going off, And I'm like, yeah, and I was trying to explain to her because I had two piercings on my, kind of like on top of my palace area. So I call the vagina the palace, so the vulva. And so this is like on the top. So I had two. One was on my, what I like to call Victoria's Secret or BCH, and the other one was called a Venus piercing or Christina piercing, which people say that that's like a slut piercing. I just thought it was beautiful. So, and the one of them you can't ever take out, at least the L-bar one, you can't like ever take out, right? So I told the lady, you know, just leave a landing strip. I'd already done a lot. I was like, just leave the landing strip. Please leave, like, and I was like, you know, so use, I guess you can use tape, you do something, but you just leave a landing strip. And she's like, yeah, no problem. So I'm there, and like, the whole thing is hurting a lot worse than it would normally hurt. And I'm like, oh, look, I won't say the words I was like thinking in my head, but first I start like my whole goddess thing that I should tell you guys, like goddess, transmute the energy, goddess. And then I think it's just like, someone's like, fuck, what the heck is she doing? And then I guess it's because, and now I'm giving you all 411 on my palace, but because I mostly waxed, but I had that one part where I was just using these trimmers at this time. And that's just, so she was like, yeah, that's why it hurts extra. But then I'm there like, oh, this hurts. Like, this hurts really bad. You know, I'm not like new to this. Like, this hurts really bad. Then all of a sudden I hear, okay, whoopsie. I'm like, whoopsie, what the fuck? And my ring from my piercing is on the waxing strip. She had ripped it off my clitoris. I am so lucky I did not go to the hospital. And there's so many different analogies and stuff that I could like have to this, but I want to start off before she even started. So before she even started, she saw my bikini line. She's like, ew, like, what? Like, what happened? She's like, I've never seen a bikini line like this. Like, oh, what happened? What did you do? And the thing is, I'm completely letting into an intimate part of my body. But her reacting so grossly and horrifying to my bikini line actually made me love it, because I had carried so much shame around my bikini line for so many years. Because the first time I got a waxing, I didn't know that you always stuck to waxing and you didn't do shaving. And so I, for all these years, was very self-conscious about my bikini line, because I was like, it's bumpy, so I would do all these different things to try and get a smoother bikini line. I was like, I can never wear a bikini, like just completely ashamed of it. And to have an esthetician be like, I have never seen a bikini line this bad, da, 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 da. Like, really, for the first time, I felt like a deep love for my body. And I think one thing I will say was just great going through my transformation, doing these reps, and then coming out with the body. And just for those who are just joining, so essentially I moved. I went from being the shy, quiet, people pleaser, super Christoph and like little girl, always doing what I could to help other people, always changing myself, full lot of shame, moved, and this is not always the story I stand on, but like along the way, my transformation, I was continuously abused, and I thought that I was abused before, or I don't think abuse is wrong, but I thought the way people were reacting to me before was because of my family, and I moved to a new place, and I was like, this is amplifying. So the more that I healed, the more that I did the healing work, the more that I, you know, did the womb healing, did the, like, healed stuff back for generations, really looked at, like, owned parts where I had messed up in my story, well, the more that I did that, the more that I was slut-shamed in my body. And as I'm doing this, my own body's going through erotic transformation, which scared me. So I literally was thinking my body was a freak of nature. And the reaction I got from people was, I mean, now I know the word for it is slut-shaming, but I didn't know that at the time. And I think part of it's because I try to take out my vibration, the spiritual transformation that I went through, the feminine awakening that I went through, literally my transformation is something that, like, no woman would ever want. No woman would ever want to have a transformation until, now I'm taking this a whole long thing, but, like, can you imagine having a spiritual awakening to the fact that you're sex? And I know you're like, wait, what? Like, and I'm trying to keep it all light, but essentially I had memories, saw patterns, and from a personal training perspective, I'm like, I moved with the intention of changing my vibration. I had to trust myself that I did, that I trusted that I took that rep. Because I had people tell me, oh, no, like, you did not change, like, just kind of assume, like, oh, well, you're repeating old patterns, like, old familiar patterns, and I had to, like, own that, but, like, no, I trust my transformation thing. And the more I became who I was, the more, and I don't say it from, I don't like the word victim. I'm just sad. Like, I want to, yeah, give people a different kind of rep thing. And it's like, so if I wear the mask with the belly dancing jewels, right? Because I wear the mask with the belly dancing jewels on it, or with the jewels dripping on it, that kind of look like a belly dancer. People are like, well, stop wearing that mask. And if you stop wearing that mask, then people will stop sexualizing you. And so I can wear the regular mask and feel sad because I'm no longer wearing the mask that has jewels dripping down it. And I hope this is what we're realizing, that we're telling our cousins, we're telling our sisters, we're telling our nieces, we're telling women in society, don't wear the mask with the belly dancing jewels, right? And when people are taking our, and when we're seeing anyone who is sensuality or feminine energy, because feminine energy is your body, you don't see it, but you're always seeing it at the same time. I've worn these same dresses for years, and the more that they heal, the more the vibration's there. The more that, especially when the times that I cry, the more the vibration's, like, my frequency's higher. And I can now see how people, like, react to it. And it kind of just, yeah, it just really... I think I needed that lady, though, to be, ew, what's wrong with your bikini line, for me to love myself. And I think I needed those people. I didn't need my boss to be like that, but I needed those people to throw me away and to slut shame me for me to have confidence in who I am. But I don't think the confidence came from them. Confidence came from all the times that I tried not to be myself. All the times I had complete breakdowns because I couldn't handle these memories. I could not handle the changes happening for my body. I felt like a freak. When I think about it, I'm just becoming more sensual. I was reading a book, and it was about this lady that receives downloads from this temple built by sex priestesses, and my memories have shown me that I'm way before a time that sex priestesses actually, like, even existed, before Orishas existed, before the goddesses existed, but at the same time I'm a new form. So kind of like if you were to put a corset, a garter belt, and a push-up bra, like, all together. I'm just like, no one's made a lingerie combination like this before. So as well, I'm even newer, right? And in the book, it's funny because she was talking about how there used to be priestesses that could even see energy come out of people's mouths. And it was interesting because it's almost validation, because, like, I can sometimes see energy coming out of people's mouths, especially other women's mouths. Now, I don't want to, and I'm doing things to try and stop that. because I'm already feeling so many other things that the only thing I want to feel with my body is my own healing. So it's just taking steps to kind of honor, walk, and live and breathe within that. Yeah, I can't believe this had this whole 30-minute edition all because this guy told me that I'm too much sauce. Right? And I didn't take it personally, you know, but, and I can see how people can arrive for that. I can see how people can see me and be like, oh, well, she's just too much. And they don't know the backstory that I got up early in this morning and I did the same tantric ritual, the same body work practices to try and take the pain off my body that I share with you guys. I did that. I did my planners where I check in with my body. I listened to my morning playlist, you know, did my mini dancing. So I literally did a good 2 hours of prep before I even left the house. You know, I used to think that my body was falling apart because I'm like, it's because whenever something would happen bad in my life, I would disassociate. And I have to do so many practices to stay in my body. I thought it's because I was over disassociating from all the trauma I've been through. And on one hand, that is it, perhaps, but on another level, it's because my frequency is so high that I don't know if a frequency this high has ever been held in a woman's body, and I don't know that I can. Like, I'm only trying for my little brothers. Like, I don't even know that I can hold this frequency this high. This takes a lot. This is a lot. But I'm practicing my practices. My family's been through a lot, and there's nothing like, you know, getting to spend Mother's Day with my mom and just to kind of connect and, like, you know, there's nothing like it. And, you know, and I'm grateful for the moments that I get to call and think with my dad. I'm grateful for the moments that I get to, you know, talk with my grandfather or with my brothers. And, like, I'm grateful for those moments. And I also have the best representation in my youngest brother, who was himself at all times. So how do I even have the gumption to be a rep other than me? But I think my confidence comes from all those times, though, I did try to be a rep other than me without even knowing I was trying. And I did that to protect myself. And it's such a double-edged sword, because if I hadn't done that to protect myself, then I think I wouldn't have been able to handle the onset that I have. But it's not healthy for me to handle the onslaught that I am having to now. So yeah, one of my girlfriends once mentioned, like, she wants her daughter not to have to unlearn the same things, and I think the mask example and the bikini wax example are, like, kind of the best examples. I didn't, like, know that when you're super erotic, people want to control it because it's seen as a chaotic energy. I didn't know that being sensual, I mean, it's more accepted for a man to be sensual. One of my dashes picked up from this guy that I don't know how he identifies, but he seems like he might be gay. And his movements were just all very sensual. But that's more acceptable for a man to have. I don't know his story, because it's not acceptable in every town. I know that for sure. But then for a woman to be sensual. But I didn't know it was my sensuality they were reacting to, because you don't see it. Like, right? It's the essence of who you are as a body. And so, yeah, who is your body is, like, so beautiful and it's so sexy. And I really want to give the gift to young women that you're unpackaging a package of yourself. And every single day there's going to be a new layer. I saw an interview with Dita Von Teese, and she said, you know, sensuality only gets better with time. Oh, there's so many things I can share with you guys. But it's like, so she was saying sensuality only gets better with time as you progress into it. She's like, it gets more delicious. And so that's why I had this thing where every year I would do boudoir photo shoot. I said from now until 60, and 60 I'll do something else, I would do a boudoir photo shoot just to celebrate how I believe you get sexier with age, because you drop into more of your body, because you learn to own yourself more, right? That's why, like, sometimes I'm drawn to making friends with women in their 50s, because it's, like, kind of like don't give a fuck about pleasing others, and they're all the way themselves. And like, that to me is so exhilarating. And so I get to actually connect with them as a real person versus the people that they're trying to be for other people. So, you know, it's just, it's so much. And oh, another thing too, I don't even know why I'm even sharing this here, but you know how people would say, I think because I thought of older, when you get older, like a lot of guys will, not I'm going to say a lot, but there seems to be a trend of men getting to a certain age and then dating extremely younger. And it's not because of age. Isn't it crazy? It's not because of age. It's because of the younger girls are seen as more sexual energy. But women aren't sexual energy. We're sensuality and bodies. We're sensuality and bodies. But we just haven't necessarily been told who we are. And us not being told of who we are has allowed so many other people to use it to their advantage. Instead of like, because you can't, if a woman's all the way in her body, you can't drop into it. Regardless of whether you're going through these energy changes I am or not, right? You can't all the way drop into it if another woman's in her body. But if a woman's not in her body, if she's not centered herself, if her intention and her attention isn't to the deliciousness of her body, then she can't safely expand into her wings to protect herself. And so that allows anyone and everyone to steal her identity, right? When there's nothing sexier than the natural vibration of your body. And I go in between about like what I teach and what I coach, and because my own journey has been so hard, and I have people abusing me while I was laying on the ground with people who knew what my walk of being abused was. Like, they would literally be telling me things that they personally witnessed me doing, being hurt by, seeing things while they abused me for the same thing. And I'm laughing, just not at all. It's not yet. Yeah. It's just that. And I just laid there empty, not being able to move. I don't want that for anybody. I don't know if any woman can survive being broke like this. I don't know if I can survive being broke like this. Being broken like this. It's not healthy transformation. And none of these transformations are healthy. But I think when we're looking at what's happening with women in our bodies right now, for anyone who's suffering from different diagnoses, I can't speak for every diagnosis, but in a way, it's your body. If it's like a chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia or a dissociation thing, maybe this is like, I think there's so many cases where I've seen where your body is fighting for you to be healthy. And now our own bodies as women are fighting back from being used. So let that self sparkle. Like, I saw this bodysuit in Victoria's Secret fashion shows and just sparkled with diamonds. It's okay to wear the sparkle with diamonds. Now, I hope nobody rips the sparkle off like this esthetician did. I told her, my other girlfriend, the esthetician, and one of them was like, why don't you just put a band-aid over there? Like, that's what you're supposed to do. Like, I still can't believe she did that. But one thing they do say about those piercings, though, is like it can numb you out down there. So one thing of all life is a piercing is that this allowed me to be more alive to my beauty. So the pain allows you to be a lot more alive to your beauty. But there's another way to be more alive to your beauties. Just to be sensual as woman, to return to the natural energy of our bodies, because you and yourself is sexy. So we don't have to hate another vibration of another woman's body. I didn't know what to do better but to hide myself, to the point where like I struggle sometimes with unhiding myself. But too much sauce for somebody else can be just enough sauce for yourself. So, yeah. All right. Have a beautiful day. I'm just going to end it here because now I've talked to your your heads off for 42 minutes. And I really just wanted to be like, I said, oh, it's going to be short, simple practices. 1, 2, 3. We are going to do that. Other podcast is going to be, is definitely a transfer thing over there. It's more deeper. But yeah, this was just, it was so interesting to me. And, yeah. As I was saying, I don't hate anyone hurt me, but I have to say, we're all culpable for our own reps. So I'm no longer okay with our reps being that we're passing whatever we're going on trauma-wise to another woman for her to clothe herself up in. Because what happens is that, especially as little kids, but even now, we clothe ourselves up and other things that people have handed to us when you were meant to, and you don't know. So it's like, okay, let me wear this burlap sack, then let me wear this, and let me wear this on top of that, and let me wear this on top of that. Baby, it's not our bodies, it's our vibration. And us not knowing that has allowed other people to hold it on their in their hands. And so, yeah. It's just so sexy, and it feels so alive, and it feels so delicious. And when you can master this feeling of knowing where the center point is of yourself within your body, then whatever room you walk in, see, what lingerie is all, you own it, right? So you are the lingerie already. It's just up now, as women, we haven't been told how to own that lingerie in our bodies. And so perhaps it's our time to be our own designers in this lingerie school factory truth of who we are as women. But it's time for you to really, as Dr. Lisa Dukha look at what's yours, someone said, look at what's yours and then look at what's been handed to you. But then don't even look at it. Ask your body and ask her to show you what's underneath. Because what's underneath your body is the most sexy, exotic, even more goddess-like body underneath. Why? Because she's the vibration of the woman before you who have risen for generations. Because inside of every woman's body, there is even more underneath. Hi, gorgeous. Okay, I know I keep on coming back and adding to this is like the third time. I promise it's going to be super, super short. Especially since I'm on my cycle. And usually these, with the changes going on throughout my body and all the healing, my cycle had been so like light, beautiful, easy. But now the first few days have been harder because I'm literally feeling more of my body. But the more I feel into it, the more belly dance and I do, the easier it is. But the reason why I'm coming back on to add to this episode is because I just saw a clip from GMA, Good Morning America, about Texas A&M coach Sydney Carter. As she did, it's called, if you want to look at the video, Texas and A&M coach Cindy Carter defends her courtside style. And because of legal reasons, I can't play the recording here, so I'm going to read you the quote. But essentially, what happened, it's like goes along with this episode perfectly, is Cindy Carter, like ever since she was 4, she's loved fashion and basketball. Just kind of like me, like even though I had that period of time where I wore baggy clothes, like ever since I was little, like I would wear dresses, right? So ever since she was 4, she loved fashion. She also loved basketball, right? And she still loves basketball. And so she played at Texas A&M, and then she played in the WNBA 4 seasons before becoming the assistant basketball coach at Texas A&M. And recently she's caught a ton of criticism because she wore this pair of like really gorgeous pink pants to celebrate Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Or actually, I thought it was October. Well, she wore it recently, right? Let me see when this was posted. I guess it was posted in February. So she wore it, and some people were like, oh, your pants are too tight, and she had high heels. And she like, so
essentially she got blasted for her outfit. Completely blasted for, and people were saying, oh, you're unprofessional, this is like too much, da-da-da. I haven't really read all the criticism, but apparently she got so much criticism that it landed on Texas Good Morning America. She also got people like Nicki Minaj say, like, you tell the mama, like, stick to it. Because what she said during the interview is this, Sydney says, sometimes it seems like women can never do enough to satisfy everybody. So that's why I say do what you're confident in. Be who you are regardless of what people say they would prefer to be the norm. There's no norm anymore. You make it your own. And when the announcer asked her, what do you say to people people are like, but you can't coach in high heels, and are saying, the announcer asked, what do you say to people that say, but you coach in high heels? And Sydney said, I'm still getting my job done at the end of the day. And not once I've been hindered wearing high heels or leather pants. I'm not the first person to wear high heels on the bench or leather pants, nor will I be the last. And some people have said that she catches extra criticism because of race. And Sydney said, I never made it about race. I can't hide the fact that I'm black. I can't hide the fact that I look away. I look in these pants in particular. Nor do I want to try and do that to make someone else feel comfortable, because it's what I feel comfortable in. And when she was asked, I know there's a part in here I didn't write down, when she was like something about, she said like all the criticism at the end of the day makes her stronger. And this is the part where I have to call myself out, because, and this is what made me look at my own view of, I hate the word slut shaming, and I guess maybe it's like typecasting. I have to acknowledge like it is a slut shaming thing, because, you know, I see it and I don't want to turn into this person where it's like, oh, I have to use all this criticism to make me harder. Like, can't say I'm a hard person. I just want to be me, you know, because she was saying all the criticism makes her harder. And for me, I have to be completely transparent and vulnerable with you guys and say it doesn't make me harder, because it literally takes so much for me to be up and walk and breathe. And like, I almost in a way don't know how to change to hide me or to be who I am. It's not that I don't have confidence in myself, even though I know maybe it sounds like that, but I have to say, like, I still hide parts of myself. I got another comment yesterday, DoorDash, and the person was like, I was like, no way you're DoorDashing, when I, you know, got out the car and dropped the stuff out of the person's house, the time was a bag of Sephora, and I was getting back in my car, and the person across the street was like, no way. He's like, I had no idea that DoorDash looked like you. And the thing is, even if you didn't believe in energy and took energy out of it, and even with me not having stuck all the way to my workout plans in these past few months, like, I've literally have reps that I've been putting to my body for years, from meal prepping every single Tuesday, from picking, you know, my cheat days and having them be isolated cheat days, from having the workout routines that I've been slipping in when I'm not able to do the full workout routines. Even those 2 to 5 minute workout routines count for something. Everything counts. From designing feminine practices to open up my body, I have years of that stuff poured into my body. So even if the energy of my body being what I've been told is super sensual or erotic wasn't there, like, when I wear a dress, it looks differently in one way because of what put underneath, but also because I'm someone that have a history of working out. So legit, even if energy wasn't a thing, the dress would look differently on me. And it's going to look differently on a woman of a certain capacity. I don't think we should have to harden ourselves in order to wear our dress. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, interviewed one goddess on here, and she was talking about, like, you never really see soft, sensual, was it Lorna? Like, you never see, what was the episode? trying to look it up. Like, she's like, you never see, with Laura, she's like, you never see someone who's soft and, like, sensual or soft and sexy. And I think that's what I am, and that's what it makes it so hard for people. I know Britney Spears had the same thing. That's what made it so hard. But then that's kind of like, I know it's often race things, and Laura were talking to us about, that whole episode that we did was about, like, Black women, and it's okay to express who we are. But I don't think we should have to express to who we are to, like, anyone or anything. And, like, yesterday I was wearing a maxi dress just like I was wearing the day before. Not the day before, the time before. And the thing was, I had even found myself, like, I don't want to say dressing down, but, like, not pushing to the thing, which is, as an artistic person, that's what I do. And so even though sometimes there's that small strand and it's like, well, maybe that isn't the place for this person to wear this outfit on stage, the more that I sit and I think about if I'm going to make an episode about it, at the same time, that's 1,000% not true at all. And that's when I know that the voices I'm listening to my head are not my own, because it's not about me looking like, if anything, I am so inspired. And I literally wrote out what Cindy Campus said by hand, because I need this breath of fresh air to say, like, I don't have to suit up for who I am, and I'm tired of having to do that. And we shouldn't have to. We shouldn't be expecting that, or telling our daughters, our nieces, our sisters, or however they're related, just telling women in the world that because you tend to like the color pink, like, especially if you are of chocolate descent, like, what I'm now seeing, I know I'm just seeing this now, is it's fetishized and sexualized on a whole nother level. And I don't even really want to be entertaining these people. Like, my ultimate goal will be this thing where I will 1,000% walk out and not really care. And, I mean, I can't say I care too much now. Because I did, even though I was like, okay, I don't want to be this outfit too much. Like, I've been holding back here. Held back what I wore in Florida. Like, and I have these gorgeous, like, I loved, even with my limited wardrobe that I have, I love to even then mix it even more and just have fun with fashion, because just like Sydney, this is something I've been wanting to do since I was 4 years old, is that's just how I express myself. And I don't think expressing myself should have to come with extra judgment of sexualization, because that's not fair for my body to wear. As my body becomes more alive, I don't want to have to shut her up with who she can be. And I don't have to justify her to anyone else. Like, when the announcer was like, well, she asked her, what do you say to all the critics? Sydney said, nothing at all, thank you. And she says she's also sending a message to young women as she tells them, like, what accomplishment and pride can look like. And that's the ultimate dress for success. And some of her supporters also say this. They say that, like, that there's a gender difference there, because look at what some of the male coaches dress way up and dress way down, right? Like, look at Pat Riley, for example. And then Michael Strahan, who's on GMA, used to play football. He says, like, you know, like, was she, he thinks she looks fantastic. She, like, what she wears doesn't mean that she can't coach, and your outfit, like, does not affect your job. So, yeah, I just thought this tied in so perfectly to this whole thing. And then see how, like, I even have, like, remnants of strands. Like, when I first read them, I'm like, yes, my heart jumped. And, like, well, maybe, what maybe. But I know, like, I didn't put the thoughts there. So I have to take that look at myself. I have to go back to Dr. Cathora Damarnes, Dance of the Goddesses, really drop into the feeling of whatever remnant that might be, because I know that's not me. And, like, you can't be high performance in all areas of your life if you're limiting yourself in one area. So for me to quiet my expression down or say, well, because you worked out, Jasmine, your body looks differently than this body over here. So I have to make sure that you can't wear dresses in the summer. Because all I'm doing, I'm literally just wearing different dresses in the summer, and this is the reactions I'm getting. And then, like, think about how easy it's to think, like, what kind of dress or what can you do? It's so easy to shift that rep on ourselves because we're used to doing that. Like, and that's kind of disgusting. And it doesn't even feel good. But it's like, if we can do that, then we can justify, like, the moments we've been hurt instead of just, like, really realizing it's like a program. Instead of realizing that, like, the program's broken, the system's broken. Our bodies deserve to have a voice, and we deserve to, like, really wear ourselves like goddesses. Like, quieting myself in one area of the body while expecting the best in another, it's something we've been doing for too many generations, and I don't think that we should have to do that. It's like, forget, like, this is what womanhood, like, we're taking womanhood to the next level in our bodies and our essence and our lingerie and how we own ourselves as goddesses. And I think what can scare some people is the fact that we're starting to take back the dialogue over ourselves. We're starting to, and anytime people see erotic energy, I am taking it to energy, but, like, femininity, like, they have a hard time. On some level, I think when women take ownership over the expression of their bodies, right? Because how many decades do we have of other people expressing themselves? There was a conversation with, it was Anne-Marie Paul. She was on an interview with, was it Amy? What was her name? Amy Gargara? I thought I wrote. Oh boy, I did write it, but I wrote it in my doctor's handwriting, so I don't know. So it was a really, really good interview, but Amy, I don't remember. They were just, oh goodness, now I forgot what was said in the interview. Well, I wrote this part about, like, how literally hiding yourself can, not crowding yourself, but people can have, like, create energy leaks, and that leads to illness in their bodies. What was the other? Oh, yes. Anne-Marie was talking about how in the Victorian era, like, look at the names that were given, especially for a woman's vagina, and, like, cunt, like, all these different names and labels that they're given. She was quoting, I think it's Vagina by Virginia Woolf, a book, which is, like, interesting because in the vagina, I didn't even know where that came from, but in the vagina monologues that we used to do at college, we'd have a section where, like, you yell out those names, like, you would yell cunt, you would yell out these different names, and then we would even have, like, I remember preachers would come, and, like, there was a couple of times where they got in a, yeah, okay, I was about to say not a fight, but kind of a fight with me, right, because I was at the Women's Resource Center, and my bosses would come and stuff, and, like, because they were so upset that we were having this conversation about ourselves and our bodies. But our bodies are not an objectification. Our bodies aren't a sexual experience. And at the end of the day, it's not about, like, I think people think being sex is about having sex with them. And that's too completely, like, have sex for them. Like, women are just naturally sexy. We're just naturally sexy in the story. And the higher we elevate our frequencies, like, the sexier we are. And it's just going to take the society a while, I guess, to understand that, like, the sex appeal, like, it's for you. As Dr. Cathar Damani once said during a dance, she's like, you naturally have this fragrance, but the fragrance of your flower, it's literally for you. And I don't think that it's healthy for us to bottle this fragrance up and to put up on a shelf, only take it down once in a while. It's just, I feel more like myself in stilettos than flats, right? I feel more like myself in a, with the face, with belly dancing, with jewels. So as I control the parts I can control about my body, I've decided to, like, listen to her instead of like fit her in a mold. And I think, I don't know why it's scary for people when we're not in a mold. I just know that women are really powerful. And I love the fact that Sydney is pursuing excellence in all areas. And she said, like, she literally had the same response was that I had when that guy told me I was too sauce. She's like, I was just confused because I've been dressing like this my entire life. And I think that's what I'm like. And I'm like, I'm just confused. Because, like, this is who I am. And so, even as long as this podcast is, I think I'm just so confused that being who I am, someone can make it that much for themselves. I'm trying to find something. More positive, lifting to kind of tie it up because, but I guess the next chapter really is it of us, and just to look at, is there a double standard that we're serving? Like the fact that men can wear whatever they want on the basketball court, whether it's dressing way up or dressing way down, but as soon as a woman does it, it's typecasted, or if it's like, well, you can do it only if it's a man. Like, alongside a man, when I'm saying that, like, well, you can dress up, but only if you're dressing up the way a man dresses up to go on a court. Like, that shouldn't be, you shouldn't do that if you're a woman. Like, unless that's your style. Like, that just doesn't make any sense. Right? It doesn't make any sense. So, yeah, and so it goes with everywhere, right? She's at the basketball court, I'm delivering food, or yesterday was, like, Sephora makeup products, right? And yeah, it doesn't, like, I'm thinking people might put too much on high heels. Like, yes, high heels are sexy, but every woman's standard is expression of what we could be, should be. So, like, why limit the expressions on the lingerie closets within our body? Every transformation is us walking to a lingerie closet, and there's so many, whatever lingerie that you put on, whatever fashion you put on, it allows you to be, to wear, to essentially explore, like, a different part of your body. So why not have some fun? Why not create new designs? And it's actually the healthiest thing for you mentally, spiritually, in feminine energy, in your body. Remember, one feminine coach, I'll end with this, but one feminine training coach, he said, you know, he actually encourages women to be bold with their choices and to always to be, like, pressing the boundaries with it. And I don't remember exactly his reason behind it, but I think it was something like, it's good to always have that sense of, like, I think he actually thought of a more masculine thing, like, component of, like, fear, scary, new, like, wear that edgy thing. But I think what it does is it allows you to expand in your vibration. And so maybe this is what scares people, like, if you keep a woman small, you can control it, but what happens when a woman expands to her vibration? And what happens is that she heals her sensuality, she heals in her body, she heals in her expression of womanhood, and she literally, she just has fun. Like, I have this box of Paris in front of me. This little makeup box has Paris, and it's like, when you walk into Paris, like Paris bakery shop, do you just want to have, like, a Paris lingerie shop or any lingerie shop? Do you want to just have one style and choice of you, or are there many more to be found? So, yeah, to all the tricks out there, let's just follow Sydney Carter's advice in saying nothing. Let's be ourselves, because when you're yourselves, it allows you to be your own expression. And I completely own this is something I'm still practicing to do. I'm still practicing to expand myself, but I don't want to do it with a bag of joy. I have to be extra hard to do it. I just want to be me. And for anyone who's listened, I want you to be you too. because you're sexy and you're beautiful, and anytime there's a change, something in your body, it's more like, wow, our body did this for me. Thank you. Wow, I'm here. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. Like, it's just, it's so beautiful. You literally are Versace. You are Balmain. Am I saying that right? You are Dior, you know, and there's a different fashion show every year. But if, okay, now I really learned this. If you look at the end of the fashion shows, you'll notice that, like, let's say for Chanel, for example, or for Dior, for example, like, they have to stay true to the house. So even if it's a designer coming along, like, they have to stay, or Balenciaga, like, they have to stay true to the house in terms of, like, their designs. Well, like, a lot of those are run by men, too. Yeah, you don't have to change day true to the designs. Like, why? Because you are a baby. There's a new design of your body that comes out every day. We just have to listen to her and see what she has to say. Okay, so this is funny. I just have to read a few of the comments below in Sinead Carter's video. So one woman said, never lower your standards because someone else is unwilling to raise theirs. Another woman said, she looks great. And her response was perfect. I feel inspired to dress better because of her. A guy said, and this is all when the woman dressing nicely to coach basketball. The guy said, people projecting their insecurities on the stunning lady is appalling. Another woman said, she looks amazing. It's refreshing to see a woman in sports, a male-dominated sport, look like a woman, glow up baby girl. Let's see. Someone says, her attire is professional and stylish. Honestly, it's the first coach I've seen with that much drip. She says, most coaches' dress style is terrible and plain, but that's what they're comfortable wearing. People may see her as distraction because she's attractive and the colors bring more attention. I think that's why Layla's unprofessional, but I see nothing wrong with the way she dresses. Someone says, love her confidence and beauty, still a lady on the court. Another woman says, leave her alone. Her outfits are put together very nicely. She's always looking professional with what she wears. It should not matter what she wears as long as she's coached and team to be a good team. A guy says, she looks amazing. She's the coach. We should only be concerned with how the team as a whole performs. And I'll end with this one. This one, I think it's guy says, I love to see femininity in women's basketball. So rock on, rock on. Boy, I needed that. That made me feel good. That made me feel good because it, yeah, I don't, you know, necessarily, it's not necessarily for other people's validation, but it feels good to see that the world's allowing more women to expand in their definition of woman. You know, even if it's a small way, you know, the fact that there are some support for this and the fact that, you know, I told a guy, like, if I was wearing this dress to Miami, it'd be a different dress. And so, yeah. So all this episode started was with taking the mood, lacing lingerie practices every day and becoming more in who we are in our body and to expanding in who we are as lingerie.